Hello friend, welcome back to Learning English Through the Bible. Some say that Americans are the most educated in patriotism among all the peoples. You may or may not agree with that assessment. From the very first day of school in kindergarten, we learn the Pledge of Allegiance, and we recite it to begin every day at school. We recite it at the beginning of every formal event. Did you ever hear it? It says, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Indeed, the U.S. is the one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. It does guarantee everyone the liberty to pursue happiness. For this reason, many people, like my parents, left their native lands. Many who come to this land of freedom find happiness. And many who come to this land of liberty find many things but happiness. Now you may wonder, is there a way to find happiness? Does the Bible promise a highway to happiness that every human heart desires? Let's read three verses from the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament. Isaiah chapter 35 verses 8 through 10. And a highway will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean will not journey on it. It will be for those who walk in that way. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor will any ferocious beast get up on it. They will not be found there. But only the redeemed will walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. A highway to happiness, isn't that a great promise every human being would love? None of the evils we see in this world will be on the promised highway. All on the promised highway will have everlasting joy and gladness. They will have neither sorrow nor sighing. Dear friend, do you know how God loves us human beings? He created us to enjoy perfect happiness in His presence. When man sinned and fell into the trap of sorrow and death, God did not abandon us, but instead promised us a highway to happiness. At this point, you certainly want to ask, has God fulfilled His promise yet? Where is this promised highway? How can I get on it? The answers are in the New Testament. Before looking for answers, let me ask you a question. Who does Isaiah the prophet say will be on the highway to happiness? Not those who are unclean, not those who are unholy, not those who eat others like lions, but those who are redeemed. Here we have two English words that mean the same thing. The Merriam-Webster dictionary tells us that to redeem means to buy back, and to ransom means to free from captivity or punishment by paying a price. If we are honest with ourselves, we admit that we will all eventually die, even though each one of us wants to have a long and healthy life. We all fall short, even though every one of us desires to be perfect. We all suffer sorrows and sigh, even though each and every one of us longs for joy and gladness. Indeed, all men are in captivity, trapped in the vicious snare of sin and death. Jesus came 2,000 years ago. He paid the ultimate price by dying on the cross. Yes, He paid the ransom so that all of us who believe in His name can become the redeemed, the ransomed of the Lord, who are considered clean and holy by God and qualified to walk on His promised highway. Yes, God's promise for that highway has been fulfilled. In John chapter 15, Jesus told us, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now the highway to happiness is open for all who wants to get on. Let's read a passage from the New Testament and see how the ransomed of the Lord will walk on the highway. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through 12, our Lord Jesus says, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary of English says, blessed means of or enjoying happiness. Who are those enjoying happiness? The world's philosophies say, happy are the ones who take pride in themselves. The Lord Jesus says, blessed are those who are honest with themselves, knowing that they are trapped in the snare of sin and death, and that they cannot save themselves. Therefore, they turn to the one who was crucified on the cross, but was resurrected from the dead on the third day. By accepting the salvation God prepared for them, they receive the seed of life everlasting and become the citizens of heaven. Who are those enjoying happiness? The world's philosophies tell you, happy are the ones who laugh. The Lord Jesus says, blessed are those who mourn, knowing that there is nothing good in themselves and in this present world. Therefore, they look to God, not themselves, for strength. Admitting that they are strangers on earth, they look forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them in heaven. Who are those enjoying happiness? The world's philosophies say, happy are the ones who conquer others and take from the weak by force. The Lord Jesus tells us, blessed are the meek who are not violent, but instead endure injury with patience and without resentment. On the day when our Lord comes back to rule over all the nations of the earth, they will inherit the earth and rule with Jesus. Who are those enjoying happiness? The world's philosophies tell you, happy are the ones who are filled, feeding their insatiable desires for more and more material luxuries. The Lord Jesus says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They follow not the desires of their flesh, but the thirst of their inner being, the incorruptible seed God planted in them. They pursue God's righteousness and will be filled by our Lord. Who are those enjoying happiness? The world's philosophies say, happy are the ones who take care of themselves. The Lord Jesus tells us, blessed are the merciful who love those God loves. They care for the weak and lift up the helpless. In Proverbs 19:17, the Bible says, he who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward him for what he has done. Whatever shortfalls of theirs will be covered with compassion and mercy of the infinite God. Who are those enjoying happiness? The world's philosophies tell you, happy are the ones who are sophisticated and well-trained in variety of pleasures. The Lord Jesus says, blessed are the pure in heart. They are simple and enjoy the beautifulness of life itself. They have learned the secret of being content in any situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. They seek God, and the Lord shows himself to them. Who are those enjoying happiness? The world's philosophies say, happy are the ones who are able to use others. The Lord Jesus tells us, blessed are the peacemakers who appreciate how good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. They are one with each other, and they are one with God. Therefore, they will be called sons of God. Dear friend, We all know that God is love. Do you know what God hates? In Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19, the Bible says, "There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers." Who are those enjoying happiness? The world's philosophies tell you, happy are the ones who have power and authority, who are surrounded with applauses and praises. The Lord Jesus says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, who are insulted and falsely accused of all kinds of evil because they belong to Christ. The world is unworthy of them. The kingdom of heaven awaits them with rewards. Blessed are the citizens of heaven." Dear friend, are you on the highway to happiness? If not yet, why not call on the name of the Lord and receive the citizenship of heaven? Be blessed and start enjoying the heavenly happiness even on earth today. May our Lord of all blessings richly bless you. Bye-bye.